Psalm 41 verse 4, Mizmor Mem Aleph Pasuk Dalet. Ani Amarti, I said, or I myself said, the Ani pronoun is emphatic here. Adonai Honeni, O Lord, have mercy upon me, or be gracious to me, or have pity upon me. Refa'a Nafshi, heal my soul. Ki Chatati Lach, for I sinned against you. Ani Amarti, Adonai Honeni, Refa'a Nafshi, Ki Chatati Lach. I said, O Lord, have mercy on me, heal my soul, for I've sinned against you. By way of comment, let me just add, sickness of the soul is just as serious as sickness of the body, and indeed many of our physical sicknesses come from being sick at heart, by living in fear or despair, or by allowing unresolved guilt or anger to destroy our lives. The scriptures state that just as a body can become sick with illness, so can the soul. I said, O Lord, have mercy on me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Note the connection between the healing of the soul and confession of sin in this verse. Often we are sick because of inner secrets that need to be brought to the light. Therefore it's written, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person, a tzaddik, works great power. That's James 5:16. Being yashar, that is honest and upright, produces spiritual power in life. Interestingly, the Greek word translated pray in this verse is euchomai, and it means to wish for oneself or for another the good. Confession, homologia, means bringing yourself naked before the divine light to agree with the truth about who you are. Indeed, the verb homologeo, meaning to confess, literally means saying the same thing, from hamas, meaning same, and logos, meaning word. We need to confess the truth if we're to be free from the pain of the past. Followers of Yeshua are called to be healers. The most common word for healing in the New Testament is therapeuo, a word that means to serve, to care for, and to restore to health. Unlike showy ministers who might draw crowds to demonstrate the power of miraculous faith healing, spiritual healers take the time to listen to others, to hear their pain, and to extend compassion and grace to them. They help open the inner eyes of the heart by extending hope and a new vision about what's real. Indeed, lasting healing focuses less on being cured than on finding a hope that will never die. This is John Parsons of Hebrew for Christians wishing you refuah shlema, a complete healing, and shalom shalom, the peace of peace.